Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of 24/7 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Bartow.
Yes, that would be a little weird.
There you go.
The effort for me on this show is going to be minimal because my back is killing me. If I move a certain way, you're going to hear me yell.
And so that could be exciting then.
I might yell out a cuss word or two. I hope my mother's okay.
Can you give me any kind of warning on that? It'll make editing a lot easier.
Okay.
I mean, I can do this by myself.
I can make it. I just right. Stood up in choir and did a Christmas musical for an hour. So
yeah,
I think I can do it.
Okay.
But it's
You also brought the stash back, I see.
I did. I brought the stash back.
Great. I was like excited to see you, and then I see you're hobbling here.
Well,
that was one of those moments there.
Whenever I sit, it's actually worse. So I might have to stand up here in a little bit.
That's fine. Right. Yeah. Have you ever felt older than you do right now?
No.
There's nothing worse than back pain.
The only other time I felt older is after surgery, like after gallbladder and appendix surgery. Mm-hmm. I felt really old because I, couldn't get around, things like that. But I'm feeling pretty old right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm sorry to delay the...
No, this is good stuff. People love it. They love to hear about our personal lives.
I spent 15 hours, I think, yesterday in Oxford at football games.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So body's rejecting that.
I called the 4A state championship on the radio and the 3A state championship back-to-back and did a couple interviews with our friend Jake Wimberly on TV, which I told him next time he's up here, we got to go eat.
Yeah.
But, then I had to cover the Starkville game, and I don't know if that had something to do with it or I just slept wrong, but my gosh. I mean, I was screaming at times today. Like, Daddy came and was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Dad, are you okay?
I've been there. I sympathize.
We'll make it.
All right. Maybe if, I don't know how hot coffee could help you, but, if it could...
Oh, I bet it would make me feel a lot better.
Some medicinal properties, I don't know. But
I should have picked up like a hot chocolate or something on the way over here.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Well, you'll be all right. Strange Brew Coffee House. It's a good place to go.
Yeah.
I was like, where do I go with that? Our new friends over at Pip Printing, they know they can help your business because they have reliable service for every business need. Envelopes, forms, banners, window and wall graphics, 3D signs, whatever it is. This is a business that's been around for 30 years. They are owned and operated by Mississippi State people, our good friend Camden Baker. And he wants me to remind you guys that if you are a business that's looking for a printing service, if you work with Pip Printing and you mention this podcast or the Bulldog Initiative, they're going to give a percentage of their sale right back to the Bulldog Initiative with your name on it. So, guys, you're already using printing services for your business right now. Why not use a business that supports Mississippi State and supports the Bulldog Initiative with your purchases? You're already spending the money. Some of that money can get back to the Bulldog Initiative. Call my friend Camden Baker today at 601-499-5216, or you can visit them online at Pip Ridgeland, PIPRidgeland.com, to find out more information about how Pip Printing can help your business. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com. You guys really did a good job taking advantage of the great special they ran this weekend at College Corner. Buying two, they had 2-for-1 gift cards this weekend, Robbie. That's as good a deal as you can get. That way, I didn't want to like say it online, so I didn't want to get like College Corner going like, hey, you're costing me money here. Yeah. But I was like, there's a $100 pullover, you can get it for $50 because you just buy a gift card and then spend it on yourself. That's just smart thinking. So you guys took advantage of it. Now's the time to spend that money at College Corner for those gift cards bought and enjoy some of the great stuff. The interlocking MSU. Guys, some of y'all were talking about this with me this weekend. It's going away. It is. I don't know if this is a battle we can win or not. We're going to try to fight it, but I don't know if we can win it or not. But don't worry. You know, the state script is still there, and that's going to be around. And I'm just telling you, Mississippi State is making that change. Your wardrobe needs to make that change, too. So check out College Corner, 2 locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. I'm putting that on my lunch menu for this week. I need to get over there. I need some fried catfish. I need some mac and cheese. I need some cheese grits. Maybe some fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on the show Friday, I said something about fried chicken, and they said, what kind of chicken? They texted the show, like, what kind of chicken? They wanted me to say it.
Yeah.
So we've started something.
It's become a bit.
Fried chicken. So when fried chicken with crawfish sauce is a whole different thing.
Now, that would make me feel better.
See, we just...
There's no doubt I would be feeling... Oh.
If he passes out, y'all, I will continue the show without him. Don't worry.
I'm having spasms.
See, I've had that, and that's not pleasant.
It's like, remember when Junior fell in the shower?
Don't say it. Don't do it again.
That's how I feel right now.
Don't say that.
Oh,
don't say it.
I'm going to need you to carry me like Tony.
You know what?
Tony did to the emergency room.
You know what? The basketball season's off the rails. The podcast can be too. This is like, God, what year was this? Like 11? I was managing Papa John's, and I had taken off 2 days in a row because I was going to get Batman Arkham City.
Oh, yeah.
At midnight on Monday.
Back when we would wait at GameStop.
I was going to go to GameStop at midnight. Yep. I already had my copy reserved. I was going to go pick it up and then stay up and then play for 2 days and then go back to work. That was my plan. And I had a back spasm at 8 o'clock that night. And I mean, I literally was walking and I hit the floor, had to army crawl my way to the bed, pulled myself into bed and I was in agony. And finally I was like, I need to go to the emergency room, but I can't go because I can't drive and my wife can't take me because we have 2 small children. You know, at this time in my life, Aislinn is 5 and Emily is 2, 3, something like that. So I call over to Papa John's. So we had a driver who was a football player at Mississippi State, Arnell Stallworth.
Yeah.
And I'll tell this story now. Arnell will laugh.
Oh, you've told me this before. This is great.
He comes over to the house, and he's like, what do you want me to do? I was like, you're going to have to pick me up.
And he was a tank.
He was a big boy. He's working there while he was finishing up his degree. And he picked me up over his shoulder like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
Like, I had to put a sock in my mouth to stifle my scream because I didn't want to wake up my kids. And he goes and throws me in the back. He drove a Jeep Cherokee at the time. Throws me in the back of the Cherokee and drives me to the emergency room. And then I had to call him back when I was done. He came back and picked me up. And but the people at Papa John's were my assistant manager was so nice. He sent somebody to GameStop to get my game.
What did you just get? What'd they do? Give you muscle relaxers?
Gave me a couple muscle relaxers. So I got home and I'm like, I am gonna play this damn game.
Yeah.
Popped it in. Got through the first scene, and I was already passed out on the couch.
Yeah.
And so I just said, I'll play tomorrow.
The first thing I remember about Arnell Stallworth was on, well, other than him playing at Mississippi State, he was on 2-a-days.
He was on 2-a-days.
Rush
Probst
said, I've seen all these. This is the best guy I've ever seen. And he ended up at State, and we're all like, oh, yeah.
And yeah.
No, that had nothing to do with him.
I had a fun conversation with him. I was like, how do you feel about T.J. Yeldon breaking all your records? He's like, man, that kid's so much better than me. It's like, it's not even close.
T.J. Yeldon was a horse.
Yeah, they both played Daphne.
Yep.
So yeah, I wish I had video of this man. I mean, this is, you know, So 12 years ago, I mean, I'm probably still 300 plus pounds at that point easily. And he just scooped me up and threw me over
that
his shoulder.
That is country like, strong.
He was stacked.
I've seen a guy pick
what
up
a great
buck.
Ad read for Restaurant Tyler. I've seen Restaurant Tyler will never get a better ad read than this.
I was with a guy. When I was working at the Louisville Water Department, mm-hmm. and this dude is one of the strongest people I've ever been around.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving down the road,
mm-hmm.
and there was a buck that had been hit on the side of the road, like. Big spread, probably like an 8-point buck. And we stopped, and he picked that thing up and put it on his shoulders, like you said, like a sack of potato, and dropped it in the back. I'm like, what did I just witness?
Yeah, stuff happens. So anyway, the fried catfish is really good. Tyler. There's 16 Priority One Bank locations in Central Mississippi, which means there's one near you if you live in Central Mississippi. Start a relationship with a small community bank. That's going to benefit you for years to come. They may, and by the way, they're a small bank in name. They are a big bank in how they treat their customers and how they can help you financially. So you get small town service with big city business. I don't know how to quite else to put that. Check them out online, PriorityOneBank.com, to find a location near you and open that account today. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Let's get to the sports.
Do we have to?
There are some people.
Let's talk about back spasms.
There are some people right now who are getting mad because they're not talking about sports.
Do I care?
You don't care right this second. So, I wanted to start with football, but that's got to go to the back burner. Mississippi State women's and men's basketball—they both lost two straight. Who wins first? Let me try to reverse the jinx from what I did.
Yeah, change it up.
From what I did there.
0-4 this week.
Since I said who loses first, they haven't won a game. Let's start with the men. I don't know that fans are truly grasping how embarrassing and historic a loss Mississippi State men's suffered on Sunday. They were a 26.5-point favorite over Southern. Southern's net or KenPom, or I forget, I don't know if it's their net or their KenPom, but it's 274. That is a quad four loss on the resume. And one of the things we talked about was like one of the things that helped State a season ago was they didn't have that awful loss on the schedule. Now they do. That will be on there the whole way through. And when Chris Jantz talks about the challenges of going forward from this loss, that's what he's talking about. He's like, that's a black mark on your resume when you get to March. They're going to look at that and go, what happened there? And, yeah, Tolu Smith didn't play. You did not need Tolu Smith to beat this team.
Mm-mm.
One player for them, Terrion Joseph, had a third of their points. He had 26 of their 60 points today. And he had the game-winning block for them when he was able to block Josh Hubbard, who was driving to the bucket trying to get the win for Mississippi State. State was up 11 with 4 minutes to go and gave it away. You know, the Georgia Tech game, Georgia Tech's a Power 5 team. They beat Duke on Saturday,
they,
right?
They look better than
we thought. You can excuse and get away with that loss, but today's loss, Sunday's loss, is absolutely inexcusable. And I got a couple of texts, I saw some posts on some message boards, and I saw some tweets, and they all said the same thing. Honeymoon's over,
yep.
Chris Jantz. You got to fix this, and you got to fix it right now.
Yeah, it's no longer, benefit of the doubt and all this stuff anymore, like, this is year two.
Mm-hmm.
He brought back most of the team, with or without Tolu Smith.
I just got a tweet. Sitting here, it's 7:42. This one came in at 7:40. Honeymoon is over.
It is. You can't lose these games.
No.
And, you're going to be sitting there in March, and you're going to be on the bubble or something like that. No matter what happens in March, you're going to be wishing that you had won this game. Whether it be, you can get a better seed. You can go get a better draw somewhere, or you're trying to get in, or you're trying to get off the bubble, things like that. This game is going to be following Mississippi State. It's going to be a massive zit
mm-hmm.
on your cheek. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
So that's the thing. Like, State didn't have this last year.
Mm-hmm.
State came out in non-conference play last year, and they lost to Drake. But that was it. They had held serve for the most part in non-conference. We talked about just survive non-conference. They didn't survive. I don't care if they win the rest of their non-conference games. You lost this ball game. It's going to be dragging you down. They did not do what they had to do in non-conference play. So what, no matter what happens the rest of the way in non-conference, they're going to have to make this up down the line. That's usually how I...
This is probably two more wins you need in conference play right
that's
now.
That's usually how I look at it. Mm-hmm. When you lose a non-conference game like this, I usually look at it as you've got to find a way to find two more wins in conference play. And that's asking a lot in this conference. Because we thought this team might could win, you know, what, 11, 12 games in conference play? Well, now they got to win 14. I just don't know what you do here. And I feel like the team is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But these last two games, man, what is happening? They look totally disheveled. They don't look anything like they looked in the first few games. And they haven't had Tolu yet. And they've come out and they've beaten some solid teams. Mm-hmm. Northwestern looks like a really good win now. What's happened? What's changed?
That's the question right now. And Chris Jans, for the first time, you know, seeing him in postgame, look like a man who was like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
You know, even when they've lost in the past, you felt like there was confidence in what he was saying and his ability to fix it. And today it was just straight up, I don't know.
Well, what you've seen so far, too, is there's something internally. Andrew Taylor sits for like two or three games.
Mm-hmm. He played today, had a couple
buckets.
Played
today. Trey Fort didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on, but they don't have it all together.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. And it's apparent. You can look at it. Andrew Taylor's kind of pouting on the bench for most of the first few games, sitting at the end of the bench. Doesn't play, you know. Jans has made some comments about that, and you know, again, Trey Fort doesn't play, so something's going on there, and they got to figure it out because you're trying to build off of last season, and you have an All-SEC, All-American type center that's trying to finish out his career with the best year he's ever had on a team that's returning most of the players from last season. And you added some really good talent with it. This is a year that is supposed to be one of your up years. This is supposed to be a year that you compete for, you know, winning a couple of games in the NCAA tournament. This isn't supposed to be a year where you're fighting, you know, from behind the whole time. But that's where they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to figure it out. I don't know if it was a bad week. I don't know if this is signs of things to come. But whatever it is, they got to figure this thing out because what just happened there?
I was wondering what there was a background noise the whole time we were talking. I was like, "What is that?" And I saw there was.
Well, there we go.
Let's give you guys a little inside baseball. So we have a mixing board here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I am not an audio engineer. I am not a producer. I know how to work this board, but it's not like I don't know how to work it the way I would know how to work like a PlayStation controller. You know,
right?
So other people use this board. Other people come in the studio. No, you all right?
Okay.
Oh, you sure? This podcast is going to be is incredible. It's incredible.
All right.
Anyway, long story short, we have some people come in here and use the studio when I'm not here, and they use the board their way, and I don't have so I got to reset it every time, and I just missed a button there. So
I'm sorry, there was some fuzzy sound.
There's some fuzzy sound, and that's much clearer now. I was like the whole time, I was like, why is it so? And then I looked, I was like, oh, that's why.
What does that do?
So, okay, I will tell you. So this is the phone.
Okay.
All right, so this is the – so if I want to do an interview on the phone, right?
So it's got the buzz sound to
so
it.
So this is what – if I, by hitting this, it allows me to talk to the, through this to the person on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do this, it's as simple as this. Watch this. Hear it?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh.
I don't know if you can hear it in the background there or not, but Robbie and I can hear it in our speakers. You poor son of a gun. You know, you are struggling over there. You sure you want to go through with this? I can.
We're already halfway through, buddy. This has been a painful day all the way around. So let's just this is like being in the chair with no Novocaine.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we hit the men, the women today. You said it today. They're just missing key players. They're missing more players than the men are, and then today missing their coach again.
But again, that's kind of the same thing. They shouldn't lose to that team.
Mm-hmm.
That team. They're solid. Chattanooga's solid. It's a solid program.
It's a true road game.
It was a road game. Yeah. You know, they play a little bit different style. They're kind of like Belmont in a lot of ways, but State just played terrible in that game. And the other night, it was just one of those deals where they were just, they just didn't have the size. They didn't have anything down low to kind of contend to rebound.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really an effort thing to me in that Miami game. This one kind of was, it felt like an effort thing. They mm-hmm. just played poorly. They were also up 11 points, by the way. Both teams up 11, couldn't close it.
Mm.
So they got outscored like 29 to 10, I think, to end the game after going up 11. Just very poor. They had some terrible turnovers. They really didn't play very good defense. That's another game that, you know, I don't think Miami's going to hurt them as much because I think Miami will be an NCAA tournament team, I think. And, you know, Chattanooga might too, but that's not quite as bad as losing to Southern, but it's still a bad loss.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a loss that helps you for sure.
The fact that it's on the road means it might end up being like a quad two.
Yeah.
If Chattanooga has a decent season.
But, you know, they're going to have to find in the SEC a win or
another
two
win,
as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%.
So I don't know what, you know, we're supposed to see Aaron Barnum come back, but I keep being told this, like, oh, well, they'll be back. I think that, you know, they're kicking the can down the road a little bit on some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say this stuff to, like, try to keep people, you know, comfortable and okay. Oh, well, they're going to be back. Well, we haven't seen Jessica Carter in, like, a week and a half. You know, she didn't play the last three games.
Right.
And she's not even, like, on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Which, the way I understand it, I think she might have a potential concussion, so... You know, that's kind of a...
You don't want to travel with that.
Right.
I get that.
And,
yeah.
You know, bright lights and stuff can mess you up, too.
Yes.
So, you know, we'll see on that. But Erin Barnum has been with the team. She's been wearing a boot. So it seems like kind of an ankle thing with her. Sam Purcell's been dealing with what MSU's calling an illness. But he's missed two of the last three games. And last game, he was not right.
Yeah.
He looked sick. He didn't look healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So they need everybody intact. I don't remember the last time where State had like a full roster, nobody just, you know, nobody sitting out, pretty deep bench. It's been a while,
mm-hmm.
like dating back to COVID. You know, every time you came to a game during COVID, you're like, who's out today? And now that's how I feel right now. Like, can Mississippi State ever get a full roster back?
Yeah.
So to me, that's the biggest problem for them. Is they just can't get any kind of continuity, and they don't really have an identity right now because everybody's in and out.
Yeah. One thing to know, you mentioned being in a boot. Tolu Smith not in a boot today.
That's
at
good.
The game. So
they desperately need him.
He was asked about that, or after Chris Jansen was asked about that after the game. Said no change on the prognosis, but he is they are able to get him out on the court and do a little bit. He's not practicing. But he is progressing, we'll say. So that is good news for Mississippi State.
I kind of would be surprised if it's into January then that
yeah.
he comes back. Because I don't know the differences between his and Keyshawn Murphy's injury. I don't mm-hmm. I don't know what exactly each of them had.
Mm-hmm.
But if you follow a similar timeline when Keyshawn came out of the boot, he was in, you know, maybe by the end of the December.
Mm-hmm.
We can see Tolu.
Yeah,
before SEC play, that'd be great.
That would be outstanding for Mississippi State. So here's what I've determined, by the way.
Okay.
I was preseason. I was very high on Mississippi State football.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't turn out. Preseason, I was very high on men's and women's basketball. Now they're struggling.
It's your fault.
It's my fault. I got away from what's worked for me for all these years. I've always been the negative guy. I've always been the guy everybody's like, oh, hey, Dad, he's such a gloomy Gus. He's, you know, he's doom and gloom all the time. I got away from it, Robbie.
You need to stick to brand.
I need to get my fastball back. So,
we're
going to be in improvement mode the rest of the way here.
We are, like, going from one sport to the other, like, oh, man, if we can just get to
basketball.
Baseball season. No.
Baseball?
Well, if we can get to football.
You say baseball?
Yeah, I was talking about last year.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I started, like, you know, football ended well, and then you're like, okay, baseball... They made some good transfer portal moves. They got a good freshman class coming in. It's going to be fun. About, you know, like 2 weeks into the season, you're like, eh, let's go ahead and get to football again. Football comes around. Eh, let's go. Basketball's going to be fun this year. And here we are.
Here we are doing this. So
basically, you will not have happiness.
You know what you need? You need the old Hey Dad. That's what you need. We'll see how that goes. It's just miserable.
Hey Dad, I don't think the sports thing's going to work. I think we're going to have to shut her down.
I have an idea for a food podcast.
Hey, let's do it.
All right. Now, what do you think? Who do we work for? Super Talk.
Super Talk, Mississippi.
We're going to have, it's called Supper Talk.
I'm
100% we take our
down.
Logo here. See the logo? That's uh-huh. I think it's on this side here. We're going to turn that into a drumstick.
Let's go.
Like, because it'll look like fried chicken.
I don't really want to do the sport thing anymore. I don't think it's going to work.
So, all right. Thunder and Lightning done. Supper Talk starting tomorrow. We would do okay on that. Let's move into the football talk. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. We want to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. I think a steak would make you feel better.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, big old meat. Somebody, I got a tweet today, and I didn't see this guy's tweet until it was too late. He was asking me about reverse searing, but he did a, look at this thing here. JMW589. He did a tomahawk. He got a tomahawk ribeye.
Mm.
Beautiful cook on this. I need to see an after, but I need to see the cut, friend. But then, just to gild the lily a little bit, it looks like he's put a stick of butter on top of it.
No, wow.
that's going to be good. So that thing looks fantastic. That should be you. Enjoy a steak this weekend. You know, look, Mississippi State sports, they're not going to do anything for you. You got to take care of yourself out there.
We know that.
So get yourself a steak. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you're looking for. Fellas, it's just good eating. It's just good time. It's just good people. And it's right there in the middle of the Cotton District. The weather this week's going to be a little cool outside, so, you know, put on a quarter zip. Put on a polo. We'll talk about where you should get that from in just a minute. Put on a pullover. And, go enjoy some great smoked southern soul food. Go and get some wings. Somebody tweeted us about that, too. We're getting a lot of food tweets this weekend, which is great. But somebody sent us a picture of some pork rind nachos. They're like, I'll never doubt Hey Dad and Robbie again. I was like, well, you should.
Talking about food, you should not doubt. You can doubt us on a lot of things, but not
guys,
food.
Here's the thing. Like, you listen to these reads that we do, right? If I didn't believe in the products that we're pushing, I mean, you would be able to tell from, I would be pretty mechanical. I'd be like, oh, yeah, Two Brothers Smoked Meats. It's a great place to go. No, I give you the I give you the real deal. I give you, Robbie and I, like, you see us eat there. You see pictures of our food when we go there. So, yeah.
Yes.
We're telling you the truth. Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Enjoy. Also, Bulldog Initiative business. Bulldog Initiative, by the way, just real quick, from the winning drive campaign, went way over what they thought they were going to get. They got about $3.5 million when you include the matching gifts.
That ain't bad.
That's just from that campaign. Guys, they're pushing for $10 million right now. It's the time to give is here, and Mississippi State fans have stepped up big time for that. It's pretty impressive. Great products and great service. Every business likes to promise it to you, but who delivers it to you? Who's been doing it for 50 years? That's Advantage Business Systems, and you know it. 50 years worth, or not 50 years, it's still 49. You know, can I just go ahead and say 50?
Yeah, go ahead. 49, round it up.
50!
Just round it up.
I need, as old Houston Dale would say. Yeah, guys, when you've been in business for that long, that means that's a certified guarantee of taking care of your customers. So you know you're in good hands with those guys. You know when you need technology, you're getting the best products, and then if something does go wrong, then they're going to take care of you. It's not going to be an issue. So give them a call today, why don't you? 601-362-9192. Or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue. I mean, it's just this simple, guys. If you want a stylish polo or pullover, if you want one that has the logos that you want on it, if you don't want to have to wear three different colors to wear a Mississippi State polo, then I got you covered at The Rogue and their Collegiate Collection. Great name brand, stylish polos and pullovers, and the logos that you guys want. They've got them. Shop at The Rogue in Jackson or online at therogue.com. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at The Rogue. All right, so Mississippi State's offensive coaching staff is now in place. All of those hires were made official on Friday. outside of Chad Bumpus, who was made official earlier in the week. And so we know now that Mississippi State offensive line being coached by Cody Kennedy, who comes to the Bulldogs from Arkansas.
I met him Saturday night.
Yeah, all those guys were in Oxford Saturday night checking out Stonka and there's a ton of talent on the field there, obviously.
Yeah,
Stonka's probably the big name there. Maybe Anthony Maddox, too.
He was wearing an interlocking pullover.
Question. Mm-hmm. Anthony Maddox.
What about him?
That's the question. What do you think of him?
I think he throws a really good ball. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, the size kind of worries me. Mm-hmm. Kind of skinny.
I think you look at some of the quarterbacks these guys are offering, they're not afraid of a smaller quarterback.
No, they're not. They just want a dude that can throw it around the yard. Yeah. They obviously like him.
All right, we'll see
he was really good. He didn't put up monster numbers, but he just did what was given to him.
Yeah.
He was like 18 for 20,
really
18
thought
for 21
was
or
that game.
Well, I think, you know, people just don't see Oak Grove much.
No, you're right.
That might be the most talented team in the state.
Yeah.
They had – that kid had a ton of legit receivers around him that he threw the ball, and they were making some great plays. They have a good running back. Their offensive and defensive line is massive and really good. I thought they were just more talented than Starkville.
Okay.
But Starkville played really hard. They got into a hole early. Oak Grove drove right down the field in the first possession, and then Starkville was kind of driving, and Trey Petty threw a screen pass. They stepped in front of it, picked it off, ran it back. That was a killer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, you look back at it, they lost 33-28.
That was
the difference in the game.
Yeah.
You don't have that play, and this, you know, you probably win it. State had, I was just going to say real quick,
mm-hmm.
State had Chad Bumpus, Matt Holacek, mm-hmm. I think's his name, Cody Kennedy. Who else was there? Greg
Levy
Knox.
Was there.
Levy was not. I didn't see Levy.
He was there. I saw it there. I think I'm pretty sure I saw him.
No, I don't think he was there.
You sure? Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I never saw him. I don't know. Like, I think he might have had something like a hang up with like the it counts against his in home or something. I didn't see him there, but I did talk to Cody Kennedy. I was like, I like that that logo you got on, and I guess he meant just like I guess he thought I meant like Mississippi State,
mm-hmm.
like all together. I was just saying, like, the interlocking.
Right.
And he said, yeah, you know, I'm learning kind of quick. Like, this is a little different place because I went to eat somewhere and some random dude just walked up to me and was like, I feel sorry for you, man. We're going to have to get you a new logo or something like that. I was like, yeah, you didn't have that in Arkansas. It was like Arkansas and that's it. But this is a little different. You walk into a random place in any town in Mississippi, you can be walking into a hornet's nest with Ole Miss fans or vice versa.
Yeah. No doubt.
But he seemed like he's having a good time. Great guy.
Okay. So that's the offensive line coach. Also, as we mentioned, a dead ringer for Malcolm Reed.
Oh, yes.
Did you see him in person? Was it like, yo, God, you look like Malcolm Reed? And did he know who Malcolm Reed was?
I didn't ask him.
We need to ask him that.
You know he's probably been asked that before.
Sure.
I mean,
right.
Malcolm Reed's from around Memphis area, right?
Yeah, he lives in South Haven, I think. Yeah.
Not, you know, that's kind of in between Arkansas and Mississippi.
All right. Continuing the staff, Anthony Tucker is the new running backs coach and assistant head coach. He comes to Mississippi State from Indiana, where he was the offensive coordinator the past few years. He's also previously at Central Florida with Jeff Lebby. John Cooper is the new tight ends coach. He comes from Mississippi State from North Texas. I also believe previously with Jeff Lebby on staff there at Oklahoma, I believe. And then you mentioned Matt Holacek, who's the new quarterbacks coach for Mississippi State, has been at with Jeff Lebby at Oklahoma and Ole Miss, and is now at Mississippi State. So that's a guy with going to have some recruiting ties here in the state. Tucker is a veteran coach, has been around for a long time. Cooper is a younger guy. Kennedy is a bit of a younger guy. It's an interesting staff. It fits what Mississippi State failed to do a season ago. State last year, you recall, hired all of the offensive staff and then hired an offensive coordinator who had never worked with any of them. And I don't know if that's the main reason or what, but I don't think it could have helped. I don't see how it helped Mississippi State to have an offensive staff that had never worked with that coordinator before as they were attempting to change an entire system.
I think when you run a system like that, it's kind of like the air raid.
Mm-hmm.
You need people that are familiar with that system. And, you know, there people can kind of mold into this offense, I think. But I do think that it's nice that Lebby has guys that he feels comfortable with that know the elements of the offense, know the calls and things like that. Almost everybody involved in this offense has been running it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Cody Kennedy ran somewhat of a version of it with, mm-hmm. with Kendall Briles, who, you know, the Briles principles.
Yeah.
So the entire offensive staff outside of Chad Bumpus
mm-hmm.
has had experience running this offense.
And what you get with Bumpus is he knows the roster.
Yes.
And he has the recruiting connections.
Uh-huh.
So it just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, from what I can tell of this offense, a lot of what Bumpus is going to be teaching him is like, just run deep.
Yeah.
Just run, they'll find you.
Yeah, there's always going to be guys running down the field somewhere.
So, Tucker's interesting, by the way. For a coach nowadays to not have Twitter is really unusual.
To not have Twitter at all?
Doesn't have Twitter.
Oh, he's going to have to change that.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
well, shoot, you had a head coach that didn't even run Twitter last year. So
that's true. That's true. I mean, he had a Twitter account, though. I mean, he at least had one.
So it was like inactive for like 2 years. And
yeah.
Then it got, I guess it was getting run by the athletic department. I don't know. You know he wasn't running it.
No, he wasn't running it. So that's the offensive staff. Defensive staff, do we expect names coming out today, tomorrow?
I'm going to be honest with you. I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't know what's going on with defense. I could sit here and make up, like, you know, there's a announcement on the way or make up some names or whatever, but mm-hmm. I don't think anybody really knows, to be honest with you. But I got to think that it's probably close because you want a guy in place.
You got to get him in at some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, the portal's about to open this week.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I think, right?
Yeah, I believe that's correct, yes.
So you've got to get it done soon because you have to start attacking the portal. You have one guy on the defensive side of the ball right now, David Turner. Everybody else has been let go. So they've got to figure that out here in the next few hours, I guess, which it wouldn't shock me if it's already – you know, they're kind of coming to terms on something or, you know, a guy or whatever. But nothing yet. Nothing has come to the surface just yet as far as the defensive staff's concerned.
I got it. We got a live one here on Twitter. I got it. I got to speak.
No, what happened?
Maybe I tell you, he replied to me saying the game had gone final.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe time for a new AD.
Oh, my God.
Looks like another right buyout company. I'm like, what? So, yeah, I can't. Sometimes you just get a tweet that I can't let pass, and that was one of them. We had one Friday night. That guy saying we knew about the players being out. So,
can we just, like, accept losses for what they are
no.
and just say it's a bad
no.
day?
No, cannot. That can't be the case.
Every time Mississippi State loses a game, it doesn't mean they have to fire people on
everybody.
The staff.
Yeah. They're going to fire the athletic director because they lost a basketball guy. He didn't even hire the guy. Which I'm not saying to fire Jans. That would be dumb.
God, Whitey. And they always have, like, it's always somebody with, like, a picture of their dog.
Yeah.
Whenever I see that, I just pretend that that's the thing tweeting at me is the dog.
Is the dog, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this guy just has
It's got the dog, and it's, like, off of Billy Madison whenever he's like, speak for yourself, moron, the talking dog.
Anyway, I've got to say this, though. And now we're you're going to get your first taste of old Brian here. It's like, the fact that it's taking this long makes me think people are turning it down. That it's being offered out. And now, either that or there was somebody coaching last weekend. Now, if that's the case, I get it. Then you had to wait. But I don't know. I got a feeling that it's
no,
gonna
I
be,
haven't felt great about
it's
it.
It's going to be underwhelming.
I haven't felt great about it at all. Especially after last year, whenever they hired Kevin Barbet,
mm-hmm.
it just kept
clearly not the first choice.
Yeah, and a lot of times when a coordinator hire starts to linger a little bit, it's a lot of times is a guy that you've been missing on some guys. But there's some guys out there. I mean, just because they're missing on some guys, mm-hmm. if that is indeed happening,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean they can't make a good hire.
Right. Like I said, if they we come back later today, and it's somebody that was coaching last weekend, then okay, I totally get it. But
yeah,
again,
you
know, this
you would
this
think
is,
you would hear
this is the old Brian,
but you would think like somebody would surface,
it would leak out, yeah,
like after the game, like
yeah,
you know,
or like told. A couple of the, like you know, like DJ Durkin, his name has been brought up. Well, he's not doing anything.
Yeah, like, what's he gonna do?
Yeah. Tom Allen, his name has been brought up. He's not doing anything.
Because A&M's got a coordinator, right?
They do not.
They haven't hired anybody yet?
They're not. Okay. But, I mean, Elko will probably call the defense.
Yeah. I mean, no, maybe not.
We had this discussion last week.
I don't remember what he did.
He had a younger guy underneath him who had been with him for a few years. So
yeah, I don't think he's been making calls. I think he's going to be kind of a CEO type.
Okay. We'll see. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So we'll see.
How many defensive head coach calls the plays?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know what Smart does or what Saban does.
You know, Dave Aranda, I don't think, did.
Yeah. Maybe he should. It's not going well for Baylor.
Well, I think they got bigger issues.
They do. So, tomorrow's show, I want to talk a little bit about recruiting because there's a lot of smoke around recruiting right now. There's not only fire, but there's a lot of smoke about guys flipping a state, about guys State getting back in the game with some prospects, and it's just interesting to me. So we'll talk a little bit more about that on tomorrow's show. All right, guys. Have a great night. Great Monday. Hopefully Robbie's feeling better tomorrow. Hope you feel better, my friend.
Let's hope.
Go home.
Always got a busy day on Mondays.
Go home, take a couple of Advil, lay down. You need to take a hot shower if you can, too. Get a little heat on there.
At this point, I might soak in the
tub.
You have
a heat pad?
Yeah, somewhere.
Right, you need to break that thing
out. Yeah, because whenever my appendix was
he sat on it, yeah.
Yeah, well, like Becky was like, here, just take this, and like my appendix is like getting close to rupturing, and I had no clue. She just gave me that and a couple of Advil and left, and like
true, you know, love
a few hours later I'm like, hey,
true love.
I was like, hey, I'm about to go into surgery.
Yeah, this was bad. So the Advil didn't work.
I went from like, I was like laying in the floor, I was in so much pain,
and she just left.
She was like, "What? You know, like I woke her up. It was like 3 a.m.
Our wives care about us.
And I was like, do I have gas? Like, what is happening? I'm hurting really badly, and like I can't get any relief on this.
Yeah.
And like I just laid down. She's like, what do you want me to do? Like, here's a like heating pad and some Advil.
Yeah.
And it was good times.
There you go. All right, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.